The Lafayette Symphony is gearing up for Love Songs coming up Saturday night at 7:30 at the Long Center. My guest is the music director of the Lafayette Symphony, Nick Palmer. Hi.
Hey, John.
You know, these sort of concerts really melt my heart. I love seeing, and you're so creative in adding everything from Whitney Houston to Wagner. I mean, it's just so much, yeah, right. So fun.
Well, thank you. It's a challenge finding those connections. It really is, but it's so much fun when you do.
Well, and I imagine that opera plays a big role in these sort of things. I see,
yes,
Bellini, Wagner, Verdi on here. So obviously that sort of thing. But I also see a love story from Swan Lake.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and all of this music is so timeless and classic. You know, it's like Shakespearean drama. You know, it's amazing how much fun it is to play and how much impact it has in the audience emotionally when you take something like Swan Lake that is just so beautifully orchestrated and so beautifully conceived by Tchaikovsky and just tells the story, just this great tragic old story, you know. And the same thing is true with these operatic pieces, and as it turns out, a lot of these are the real diva operas, you know what I mean? Like, especially if you have an opera like Norma, where, you know, there aren't a whole lot of people that can sing that, you know. And the overture just sets the drama and all the beauty to come. And Tristan and Isolde, the prelude, you know, it's just a meltingly beautiful piece.
And I love that all of these sort of stories get done cinematically. You know, you'll see a modern version of Tristan and Isolde. You'll see a version of Swan Lake, you know, and there's been, I think, a Black Swan, you know, where they've, done things. But,
yeah,
you know, so these have been on the silver screen. And then there are great musicals in here. You're doing something from Miss Saigon.
Right. And that's kind of the reverse. That's from Madame Butterfly, another great tragic love story. And we were talking earlier about, unfortunately, the woman usually dies at the end, with one exception in this one. They're all so really terribly tragic. But Miss Saigon, of course, is a newer retelling of the Madame Butterfly story set in Vietnam, you know, after the Vietnam War.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to Love Songs with the Lafayette Symphony. It's coming up Saturday night, 7:30 at the Long Center. When you put together things like Mancini, Morricone, and, you know, let's say Mozart, you know, sort of that style, is it hard for the orchestra? Is it hard for you to sort of switch gears?
It's a challenge, and that's what makes these kind of concerts a little bit more difficult. And a lot of people think, oh, gee, you know, how hard is it to do pops music? Well, it's hard, especially when you're doing it alongside classical music. But we try really hard to select arrangements that are worthy. You know, like the Mancini arrangement is really, really nice. And so are, you know, we're doing music from Gone with the Wind, and it's actually the original stuff, you know, and things like that. So if it's, you know, sounds like it belongs, you're pretty much okay. Of course, the Whitney Houston piece is completely different, but tragic in so many ways as well, and certainly love story-esque in many ways.
Yeah, we're looking forward to Love Songs, and indeed a Whitney Houston song that's on this program, a tribute. And I know that folks will know some of these from the movies. They'll know them from the sort of great love songs that you see on Spotify and YouTube.
Sure.
And I imagine that the folks that love opera will be like, oh, yeah. So it's sort of melding two worlds of folks that are, you know, real ballad lovers and folks that, you know, love opera and love love stories.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, some of her music, especially some of those ballads, which are so beautiful, and we have two on that arrangement, you know, are not unlike, you know, an aria from an opera. You know, I was thinking about it the other day, you know, we're not doing Casta Diva from Norma, which is the really, really famous aria, but it, in some ways, it resembles some of these songs by Whitney Houston. I mean, they're all connected in one way or another.
The concert is Love Songs at the Long Center this Saturday night at 7:30. My guest is Nick Palmer. When you put together lots of little pieces or have a large piece, let's say like Tchaikovsky that you'll end your season with, is the concentration different? Is it different for the orchestras to have, you know, you have so many notes in a Tchaikovsky symphony, you have so many notes in a Williams arrangement or in a, you know, arrangement from Broadway. Is it different for focus and different for you approaching a one large work or one a bunch of smaller pieces?
I think that the focus is a little harder when you have a lot of short works, especially when some of them are very complex. Whereas if you're, you know, you're biting into a big Tchaikovsky symphony that's going to be 45, 50 minutes long, there's a certain inherent continuity in it, the way it's orchestrated and the way it unfolds. So there are connections, especially in a piece like that. And it's like Beethoven's Fifth, you know, the theme comes back in every movement. At one point or another. So it's a little bit easier to kind of wrap yourself around that. And so in some ways, stylistically and otherwise, it's not as difficult conceptually to do a full symphony like that.
Sure. My guest is Nick Palmer. And I guess I'd end, Nick, asking, what would you say to someone that hasn't made it to the Lafayette Symphony this season or this year yet? What would you say to encourage them to come out and see Love Song Saturday night?
Well, it's just a great way to hear a beautiful sound, the beautiful sound of the orchestra, and to be in a place like the Long Center where you're communing with other people, sharing an event, sharing a really beautiful event of music unfolding. There's nothing like the sound of a live orchestra. It's so much more real and intense than it is when you're listening to an orchestra on a recording. And this in particular, because this concert has short excerpts of lots of different, so if you may not like one, but you maybe will like the next one. And lots of variety, melodic, fun, interesting. Plus, we've got our pop-up program, which is really beautifully done. It really gives folks a lot of insight. Even people who know an awful lot about these pieces, it'll give them insight into these pieces.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Love Songs is this Saturday night at 7:30. Nick Toitoy, we hope you'll come back and tell us about Rock Stars.
Always a pleasure.